finally nice to be past that Dion episode. Back to some positivity. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Marvel Sports Worldwide Podcast. My name is Brendan.
And I'm Commander Woof.
Nice and easy that time, Woof. Woof was probably expecting some nonsense, but not this time. I'm just glad to be past that. It doesn't mean it's over, of course. It doesn't mean that anything's changed, but at least the episode is out and hopefully it will percolate and do good things for the Marvel Sports community. That's the goal. That's the desire that it will do. Eventually we'll wake up one day and we'll all be happy again and do in Marvel Sports. We'll see. But
And like right now, currently at this moment of us recording, it's at 980 views. It hasn't even been a week, and before that week is up, it's probably going to be the second most viewed episode in the show and like the fourth most viewed video on the channel.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. And it was posted on like YouTube drama, Reddit, and stuff, and that it exploded on that. I got like
600 plus.
Yeah,
uploads.
People like drama, I guess. But I like when people like drama when they do something about it, and that's what we hope will happen. I don't know necessarily what can be done, and how it should be done, but that's why we're getting it out, and maybe someone will have an idea, or maybe someone important or big or whatever will see this problem, and I don't know, we'll see. Hoping for the best on that. You never do know. But for the time being, we're bringing us further along in towards the end of this year. Marble League has ended. We're going to talk about that today. Showdown has started. We're going to talk about that today. Otherwise, I am back home here in my home recording place in Florida. I just got back from school. What a semester that was. I always think that the previous one is going to be definitely the most weird and wild it's going to get. But this one was up there. I'd say this one wasn't the most stressful one of the ones so far, but it definitely was one of the most unexpected ones. Like a lot of interesting stuff, like some wild stuff. But here we are. I wish I could share all that. Unfortunately, I cannot with the time of the intro. and with the personalness of some of those stories, but you just know it was kind of wild and it was definitely stressed and there was definitely confusion. But now I'm here home, and ready to just live a chill out life, hopefully for a while. Routine. I'm gonna get back to the gym. I've dropped weight. You'll probably see it in my face, which, your face looks better when you drop weight, but I'm trying to build up more muscle first. I'm going another big bulk. I'm back into the routine. I'm going to golf again a lot. I'm at working at the same company I was working at from the start a couple of years ago. So just, life is flopped back over here. I mean, it's kind of interesting because remember, from my perspective, I have spent about after this like time doing this job, this internship, I'll spend about 2 years of my college experience not even up there. I've spent them in Florida and then the rest of the time up there. And it's kind of interesting because it's like, I'm living like two real lives right now, two different lives, the down here life and the up there life. And I keep flopping back and forth between them every 4 to 8 months. And it's it is a lot. I never really get to settle in. Soon college will be over. So that's where I'm at. Christmas is coming, so Merry Christmas, everybody. If we don't have another Christmas episode, you'll probably listen to this on Christmas when you're bored and you need to hear some marbles. So I hope you have a nice holiday season. New Year's is coming and everything. Yeah. I hope you got all the gifts you want and all that stuff.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy belated Hanukkah. I missed that. I meant to say it on time. I missed it. Oh, well. But then also happy Kwanzaa to those who will be celebrating Kwanzaa.
Yes, of course. What do they do for Kwanzaa? What is Kwanzaa?
It's also like it's similar to Hanukkah, where it's like a multi-day celebration. It's been a while since I looked up what Kwanzaa's celebration is, admittedly, but I know it has similarities to Hanukkah in terms of how it's celebrated.
Interesting. I have to look into that more, see what's actually going on there. This is not a theological podcast, but I feel obliged to say, at least in the Christmas sense, that actually that's a very important holiday to me, and I believe Waf as well. I believe Waf is also Christian, and I'm Christian, so it's important to us. So I like to just throw that out there. I do believe that Jesus was born. He's not born on 25th, by the way. The Christmas is not Jesus' birthday. His birthday was like April. But that doesn't matter. But I feel like the day is important and worth celebrating because I do believe he is the savior of the world. So toss that out there for you, and then we'll get right back to O-Rangers or whatever. But I really do, obviously a very important thing to me. This is just not really the place that we wax on about that topic. But but then I do wish everybody a Merry Christmas. All right, we're going to head towards the news. We have a news segment today, right, Woff?
We sure do. We actually do.
And so all I can think about is how important it is that we give our full attention to the news segment, considering that we haven't had one in a while. And you know what? If you're having trouble giving your full attention to things, Woff, what do you do?
I don't know, Brennan. What do you do?
Well, in my opinion, one of the best ways to handle that problem, if you're not 100% focused, is to try this product that I've been trying and that is now sponsoring us today, and that is Magic Mind, okay? If you're trouble focusing and caffeine's not it, again, Magic Mind's the way to go. I think that it's a lot better than coffee because it gives me a sense of focus, a sense of alertness, but without the stress, the anxiety, and the jitters that can come with caffeine. I remember, I remember when I was, like last week, my friend had, he's like a big coffee tea guy. He works at a coffee tea shop. So he's really good at making that stuff. He makes amazing coffee. But he had like all of his friends over for like, cause it was like final week of school for like a little hangout. And he was like making coffee, a bunch of coffee. So I had like a little menu, cute little menu. He was making coffee and everything. And coffees and teas. And I had a bunch of different coffee because it was for like to sample all of it. So I ended up having a ton of coffee in total, like an espresso, a latte, and some sort of tea. And dude, after that, I was jittery. I literally had to like go home and do nothing for a few hours because I was so like, ugh. I was so shaking from all that caffeine. And that feeling sucks, even though the coffee was really good. So in that particular situation, I don't regret it. But that's why I like Magic Mind, because you don't get that feeling. You take it, boom, you're alert, but you're not jittery. You're not like, ugh, or whatever that feeling is that you know what I'm talking about. So I definitely recommend them. Ingredients-wise, there's some crazy ingredients here. Cordyceps mushrooms. Not the one from Last of Us, but a powerful one nonetheless. An adaptogen that reduces inflammation, strengthens your immune system, and supports higher energy levels. So that's in there. You got Rhodiola rosea, herbal breakthrough of the 21st century. There's been a lot of books written on this and its effects. It reduces fatigue and anxiety and increases the body's resistance to stress. So that's a big one in there to kind of offset the alertness you get. You also got natural ingredients. It's no sugar, no nuts, vegan, keto, paleo friendly, the whole thing. It's a wonderful product. You can go to magicmind.com/MSWPod20 for 20% off your first purchase, or 50% up to 50%, 6% off your first subscription. So all that there again, MSWPod20, magicmind.com/whatwaff?
MSWPod20.
Thank you, Woff. Gotta love him. All right.
Got it right this time.
You did. So, again, we're very thankful to them. All right. That's going to be it for our intro. Let's go to the news. And when we come back, we got a guest and we got some fun stuff to talk about.
Marvel Sports fans! I'm Commander Wolf here with the Marvel Sports Worldwide News. We've been on a bit of a hiatus, so we're gonna try and condense some of these to get things rolling. First up, we have Marble League 2023. The events that have happened since our last news segment were G-Force Endurance, Sand Rally, and the Honey Dome GP. After some intense battles and races, the Crazy Cat's Eyes took home the gold, making them your new Marble League champions. Following up with the silver is the hosts, the Bumblebees, behind by just 1 point. And then behind by only 2 points, we have the Savage Speeders with the bronze. The standings are a little shaken up if you take into account the steeplechase errors, but we'll be getting into those in the main episode. Next up, Marble League Showdown 2023 is underway and already halfway done. So far, we've had the Honeycomb Team Pursuit, the 5-meter relay run, and the funnel endurance. As it stands right now, the Chocolatiers are in first, with the Indigo Stars in second, and the Green Ducks in third. And the teams that are currently up for relegation are Hazers, Cobalts, the Purple Rockets, and the Solar Flares. But there are still three more events, so they can work their way out of there. And now we move on to non-JMR news with the Valvic Marble League Season 3, Event 9, Half Pipe Sprint. As the name would suggest, the marbles would race down multiple half pipes as they tried to make their way to the bottom. In the end, the Sushi Squad came in first, followed by the Sky Scouts in second, and Shock Courant in third. Next, we have Season 4 of the Team Quadrilla Marble League, with Event 6, Block Bumping. A variant of block pushing, only this one had the marbles racing down a tower, allowing the team members to hit at varying different points in time. After multiple runs, Red Lotus came in first, followed by Green Lotus in second, and the Venomous Vipers in third. And finally, we have the beginning of Marble Machine Mania Season 2, with Event 1, Sprint. This classic test of speed ended with Rich from the Gold Shards in first, Flame from the Fireballs in second, and River from the Abstract Aquatics in third. Well, that's all for the news. I know some of it was a bit condensed, but there was so much to go over, it would be a long segment. I'm Commander Wolf. You are the best fans in the world. Let's kick it on back with a podcast.
All right, what a refreshing mood I have hearing Waff do the news. He is so wonderful when he does the news. Really a professional dude, and I'm glad that we have that back in the show because it's been a little bit of time. So here we are. This is the bulk of the episode. We're going to jump into it, and we're going to just introduce the guest and get that into the system here. So Pesky, welcome to the show. You are on episode 166 of the MSW podcast.
Yep. I'm back.
It's great to have you back. Better than ever. Ooh.
That's a positive outlook right now. But let's immediately not be positive. Good. So
yeah, we're taking everybody. So, we're taking COVID tests.
Oh. Yeah, no, I hope we're all healthy. That was an interesting way to put a positive spin on that. But I want to be so clear and quick into this. Pesky, I know you definitely aren't a head in the sand type of person, so you definitely know about all the drama with Dion and all the drama with Conrad Hines, but mostly it's the Dion problem. So we want your we don't need a lot of thoughts, just initial thoughts, takes and ideas regarding that situation and how you've been reacting to it and handling to it.
I'll keep it brief. Dion, you're a stooge and you're a sellout. I need to get out.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, but just like, all right. It's just like, my emotions are non-existent, so I'm just like, deep sigh and just like, welp. So it's just like, with all this stuff, I'm just like, shaking my head, just like, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. It's just like sad to see, though.
It is sad, but like, I mean, every little bit helps. Like just watching the video itself pushes it in the algorithm. The very act of watching it makes it like helps to spread that information. So, don't ever think that what you do is nothing, because in some small way, everything you do when engaging with this does help it.
I have to agree with Waff. That's going to remind me to kind of call you guys out there. If you're out there and listening to the show, and take the episode and send it to people. Send it to anyone. Send it to any server. Like, we want people to watch it. We want people to be informed. We want it to... This is like the only time I really, really want an episode to be like overly advertised. I want it to be ex-camo advertised.
Not that level.
We need that level was bad, but we need it out there to that degree because of its importance. It took me to episode 166 of the podcast to validate X Camo advertising methods, but I did it. But it's so important, and appreciate Pesky that you watched it. I understand that it's a lot to think about, so I'm not gonna push on that. But it is sad, and it is something that we're hopeful for. Again, going forward. So let's hear from you, Ben Pesky, about what's going on in your life. I know you've been, you have your own tournament you've been running. And of course, in general, you've been watching Marble Sports. So just talk about your Marble Sports life over the past, since the last episode.
You started off with talk about your life. I was like, well, I do have a whole slew of things to talk about in my life, but I could touch on Marvel Sports then. Well, currently I
all of it.
Well, we're talking about real life. I've been accepted into multiple colleges.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Congrats. Clap, clap, clap. Everyone clap.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Very nice.
Very congratulations.
Thank you. But yeah. So in the Marvel world, well, currently I'm in the middle of filming PMC Season 8. I have filmed, let's see here. I check my list of filmed events. I have filmed 11 events, and tonight, well, in the next few days, I'll make that 12, because currently I have another event set up. So hopefully in the next few months I can start getting some videos pumped out, and then hopefully begin to work on some fun new projects I have planned that are to be announced soon.
Very nice, very nice.
Cool, cool. I will say, I think that your Marble Invites was pretty cool. I think it was pretty good, you know? The quality was not bad. It was not bad. So I'm excited to see how you continue to go. Maybe you will be the next JMR, but I think it was actually
watchable. Yeah, we're going places. We've upgraded from 2016 to 2017 levels of... quality over here. So,
and where did you get this for the sand rally? Where were you at for this?
A lake by in Minneapolis. I managed to find the one single sand hill in the entire Twin Cities.
That is so cool.
and it works. So
yeah, that's awesome. Like, I know you said in your survey that you weren't happy with Relay Win, but personally, I loved how chaotic block pushing and Relay were with, like, the marbles, like, flying out of their tracks and stuff. Like, I thought that was, like, hilarious in its own way that added to the chaoticness of the event and put a smile on my face.
Well, the one problem with Relay was that because the track I was using, the paper was just slightly bigger than the width of the marble dome track, so it curved up on the sides, so the outside lanes had a huge disadvantage. Yet somehow in the finale of Relay, the outside lanes were the top two, because
that's great.
Though that finale took me about half an hour to film.
That's crazy. I mean, dude, I have right now on my screen, I have your sand rally video, which I just think this is great. This is like not that far from the only thing that you lack, I guess, would be length, right, of the race, because it's about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's about as long as I could have made it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But this is freaking legit. This is made. It looks like Sand Rally from the early days in JMR. It's so freaking cool. Like, this is, yeah. I'm so impressed.
The camera is also really steady too. Like, you're not shaking around as you're like running or walking down the hill, which is like a very big plus. Like, it, like, this genuinely looks, it does look like an actual JMR video.
Yeah, you are getting there, dude. Like, I am wowed. So keep up with that, dude. So talk to us about designing the sand rally course, because I remember like people always wonder like how hard or long it takes to actually cut out the sand course. Like, how hard was it to do that, and like what'd you have to do?
Well, it typically takes about 45 to an hour just to dig the track, like to make it at least runnable. Like, I can tell you there's at least about four or five adjustments I had to make to the track. Like, there's like two really just like straight sections that were originally supposed to be like turns, so I just made them into straights because I'm like, it's gonna be a lot easier if I just do a little long shortcut here. Like this straight right here, that you can see that like there's a little turn there. It was like that entire chicane there, that's all supposed, like right here is supposed to be a like a windy turn, but it turned into a long straight just because it was easier. But like walking up and down the hill, just like testing it out, and you have to like spray the track with water, and it's just, it's always so difficult. And you have to have the perfect sand condition. Like a few weeks ago I filmed another event for PMC Season 8, and like the entire track just had like marble marks, like the marble is indented the track, so it's like you didn't get the clean running of it, but like it's really hard to get it perfect. But you can go.
No, yeah, you have written.
No, yeah, because say what you're going to say, but also how do you get the right sand conditions? Like, how hard is it? And, like, what are the right sand conditions? And how do you know? Like what is the deal with that?
The answer is pure luck. It's best after it rained, and then it's, like, the day after it rained or, like, a few hours after it rained, like, when it's sunny out, because then you have the wet sand, but it's also the sun drying it. So you can get the good pack sand mixture. That's why you see in the JMR videos, the behind the scenes where they're like spraying the track. So like I have a spray bottle and I'm going up and down the track, just spray, so just to make sure that it's all wet. Because as soon as it gets dry, it gets very coarse and the marbles just instantly stop moving.
Yeah, no, that that seems like effort. That seems like it takes real effort. I mean, you can tell that you put a lot of effort into making the track. And, like, yeah, it must be kind of frustrating because unless you know the right mixture and you have, like, a really high-level spray bottle that can just do whatever you want, like, it's just kind of something. It's kind of – I feel like it's just – that'd be frustrating as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, there was a behind-the-scenes video where JMR, like, had, like, a hose that they lightly sprayed into the air to, like, kind of coat the track, so I can understand with how long the races are. Like, it is a massive production undertaking to get the track made and made right.
And like, this is just me doing this. Like, I have zero help with these courses. It's just me taking my car out to the nearby lake and just carving in the sand. And like, in PMC Season 7, it took me 3 separate days to actually get a good sand track done. And like, I filmed the event 3 times. And then third attempt, I moved it over to the side because I had it in the middle to begin with, which isn't as steep. So I moved it to the side and it finally worked.
That is cool. By the way, the view of the lake is beautiful too. I love that view that comes up on the screen a lot, in the video. Oh my god, it's just
yeah,
it's so calming. It's so calming. It's like the perfect picturesque, kind of view.
Yeah, the fun story about this lake is that one of the other beaches in the lake, I used to go there like a ton when I was a kid. It's like if you like on one of the other sides of the lake, there's like a good swimming spot I always used to go to.
How would you think, like, let's say you're doing marble invites again, how would you think of extending or improving upon the sand rally or some of the other events you had? Do you have thoughts for that, or would you just try to improve like graphics quality? Like, what's the deal?
Well, going forward, we're actually gonna have different people hosting the marble invites. So after the season, I've moved the production to somebody else, so they have taken creative liberty. But with the Sand Moguls I have for PMC Season 8, it's not going to be as great as the Marble Invite Sand Rally was, but it's still going to be a little fun event. It won't, because it's Mowgli, I kept in most of the marble indents in the track, so it creates a little bit less chaos on the track, but it makes it more bumpy and cool looking.
Nice, very nice. Yeah, what I really love about the marble invites is that this is going to be, I feel like this could really change the marble community forever, because here it's these weren't the actual teams being sent in to you, but the introducing the concept of that to the community is going to inspire so many people. So even if the Marble Invites doesn't end up being the one to do this, someone someday I feel certain is going to actually have a competition where they ask people to send in, like, literally send in their marble teams in their competitions and have them compete to truly determine who is the greatest marble team in the world. And that's just so cool that, like, you are taking that first big step to make that an actual thing.
Yeah. I mean, like, we did see that with, like, Racing Marble League, where people sent in their own marbles.
Yeah. Missed them. Missed them really bad. I mean, dude, I just think that you're like, this to me, when I think of, okay, I think JMR has had the best quality ever, but when you think about matching JMR, this to me is like almost RML level, and RML was on its way to being big if he didn't quit. Like, that, this is good quality. Like, I would watch this, right? I think I barely watched JMR this year for so many reasons because of, I was busy, so so, you know, it is what it is. But I would definitely, when I look at this, I saw a couple events, I'm like, this is like, this is legit. Like, this is like, this is JMR 2014. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like 2014, 2015, where it's like, I see how we're about to be JMR, but it's just, it'll just be more time. But the editing is pretty good. Like, I'm looking at this relay event here that's coming through in like the previews and elimination. I mean, this is pretty straight up legit. This is pretty good. I really like this. And, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll even try to buy a team for next time or something. I don't know how it works.
start a Marble Guys Marble competition.
Or at least just throw a team in there.
Yeah. When we select the team, we, like, look at the most, like, active and, like bigger competitions in the creative custom comp world. So, like, we have,
That's fair, yeah, then.
A set of like big creators, and then we pick that, like, we all choose like the smaller middle sized competitions, but like we look more to like people who have been like doing it for a while. But like in season one, half the teams we had are like inactive comps that we just like, all right, they had some notoriety, so like we'll bring in you because you've done it in the past and like we don't have many options. But because of this, we had like a bunch of people starting making new marble competition, so it definitely did actually inspire a lot of people to like start making their own stuff.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
This is good stuff, man. This is good stuff. I think probably my least favorite part of the whole thing, I think some of the team names are definitely need some work, if I'm honest, but otherwise
that wasn't their choice.
That they submitted their own teams. We had no creative liberty over them.
I think Wishful Spheroids is I don't know what I think about that. I think Salmons like or Silver Lychees. I don't know necessarily what I think about those team names, but some of them are right. Like Jade Jockeys, I'm not against. Eggs is so stupid, it's funny. It's so dumb, it's funny. And it works. Deep Divers is decent. I think they missed the point. They missed the JMR feel for the names. Like, I think people were trying to go for the JMR feel, but then missed some of the components of that. So kind of like how I remember when I was making up teams for RML, I made a big deal out of that, and it took me days to come up with names for that reason. But it's hard to come up with team names that have that JMR feel. It's not just like alliteration and stuff. So I remember I did an episode about this. We did an episode about this.
We did. Like a long time ago.
But some of these are pretty cool. I think who did the logos? It looks like similar to the Tim Ritz vibes.
It was Joker who did the logos. He did all the logos and like announcement and teaser graphics, and then Nordic did all the in-event graphics, like the one we're looking at right now was made by Nordic.
Because, I mean, those are pretty damn good. They're actually pretty damn good logos. I actually thought for a second, I thought Tim Ritz was actually the creator of the logos. And I was like, how'd you get him to do that?
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money.
No, he charges. He charges. But rightfully so. But yeah, I think overall, yes. I look at this, I see potential. I'd rather watch this than Fubica. Right, so there you go. Right,
I mean, Fubica really isn't that bad, but like, they just don't have much spirit in it.
Exactly, and I'd rather something with spirit. So, I think Fubica is. I don't understand what they're going for, but they're not really going for anything. They're just going for like, you know, they're like M&H racing vibes at this point. But yeah, I think this is right up there with those. So keep at it, dude. And you know, you never know where Marvel Sports is going. So
I do actually,
you sent me some preview images. Yeah,
I do actually have a special announcement for the Marvel invites. That is an exclusive preview to all the people listening to the podcast live currently. And we're going to announce the host. Well, we're going to announce the formal announcement will take place on Christmas Day, but we're going to announce on the podcast here the host of Marvel Invite Season 2 or 2024.
Right. Hey! So,
the official host for Marvel Invites 2024 will be the Emperor and Marvel Sports Games hosting it.
Hey! Ooh!
Nice! Okay, cool.
Congrats.
Some big names there.
Congrats to them and to everybody.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
So the
you also sent me some like preview images, right?
We don't have many preview images yet, but we will start the announcements come the 25th. So just stick around, and soon everybody will see the upcoming hype for the tournament that will happen probably middle of 2024.
Okay, very nice. Looking forward to it.
Vastly exciting, dude. I wish the best for the continued competition. I'd love to guest commentate one day if you ever need somebody. You know, I'm always up for that. That's my skill. Just let me know. But again, I wish the best. It looks like Lisa has never watched RML but watched Marvel Invite. Definitely watch RML. Definitely. That guy knew what he was doing. He's super creative. Like, extra creative. Definitely better than M1 creativity, just not better than M1 production in the short time that he did what he did. He was on the way. There's also some weird thing coming up that looks like, but from the pictures that he sent me, it looks like it's going to be like M1 quality production, but we're going to see more on that when I get more on that, if this podcast is still up. But again, that's kind of like a random little hint there. All right, so let's move on for the back half of this episode. Thank you for sharing all that, Pesky. I'm very interested in what you're doing, so I'll keep following it as much as I can. I did also give
Wolf some sneak peeks into the PMC Season 8 events that I've recorded so far.
Oh, okay, so that was for PMC, not for Marvel. I couldn't remember it was Marvel Invites or PMC.
Wolf just sent me these pictures, so they look pretty nice. Cool. It's good to see.
I mean, if you want, I can go through each of them and explain them if you want.
Sure, yeah. I'll let you do that, and then we do got to get to the wrapping up Marvel League. So I'm going to just pop these up on the screen for a second, and then you just quickly explain what you want.
All right, let me catch up live to the stream. So yeah, we have the triathlon, and I recorded a few days ago, and then right now currently set up I have Obstacle Maze, which is a fun event. That is going to happen. And then if Wolf scrolls up, we can see the other event pictures I sent him.
Oh, that'd be Brennan. Brennan has got pulled up. But I'm looking at the same time.
Yeah. I sent...
That's the obstacle run?
Yeah, the obstacle maze. It was originally going to be like Gravitrax, like... Team Pursuit, but like in the original way created by like Ramen, where it's like 2019 maze. But like, I was like, you know what? I don't want to do like all of that work. So I'm like, I'll switch it to like Gravitrax maze. So it's the obstacle maze now.
Okay.
Oh, it looks nice. I think it looks pretty simple, pretty awesome, to be honest. I feel like length is the thing that lacks here, but it might be just space for you. I'm assuming space, right?
It's all in my room, so that's the pretty much maximum amount of space I could pretty much use without having no room to walk in my room.
No, I totally get that. I wonder what could be done about that, or you might just have to wait to have more space, because obviously longer is better in this scenario. I don't know, but that will come. It honestly looks pretty good to me, man. I think you're doing the right stuff. Cool.
I do have more images. I don't know if Wolf sent you them at all.
He sent me two.
The teams and the hosts.
Yeah, that, and I also have like, if you like in our DM, I sent you a bunch of like other events as well.
Oh, did you? I only see the two. That was a long time. Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. That's my bad. I forgot about that. Whoa. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Hold on. let me grab these real fast. Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to send these at some point. Oh, well. But yeah, it's looking very promising. Like I love the diversity of the events I'm seeing here. And Brendan, you'll get to see him very soon once I finish getting them all.
I'm assuming.
There we go. Don't do that.
Even though I am like my quality is going up, I still like have to use like cardboard and like books on my bookshelf as like stuff to hold up all the tracks because I don't have the abundance of Duplo blocks that JMR has.
Oh, there's a lot of pictures here. Let's see. Let's just go through them. This is pretty cool here. Oh, is this like a rafting or like a water race?
This is the event that's called Water Race. There will be two like water race events. Like this one is more of like a river rapids event. I went out to a nature center by my grandparents' house, and they have this like water area for kids, and I found this one place that I could dig through the rocks and stuff and make a pretty
cool
all right track that made for some exciting racing.
I like this. This is very nice. It's very pretty. And then this sand trough looks really cool. Yeah. I like kind of the nice picture of it too, the nice angle you got there. Let's see what's going on here. This is like a dirt race. Ooh, I remember the dirt race. I love how outside you are in this, because I guess that is what allows you to get like a longer thing. Yeah.
I am lucky to have a lot of like good nature spaces around me that I can like use the nature to make events, and then we have the sprint here.
Sprint here. This looks very nice. Looks pretty clean.
I was able to like cut the paper to be a little bit better than Marble Invite, so there's a lot. There's last lane bias, and I'll leave it at that. Then we have relay as well.
That's fair. I do like relay. I like how you figured that out. This looks very nice.
Oh yeah, that's really cool. I like that.
Just overall well made. Let's see what this one is. Are you gonna race down a whole ass? Oh, this by the way, this whole picture of like a street, it just feels so nostalgic-y.
That's the water rally,
suburban neighborhood.
Yeah, that I'm still determining if that will be like a points race, like snow rally, or if it'll just be a one shot 16 team like sand rally 2022. So then we'd have like two just water.
How much
water
do you have? How like, much it would be on the gutter. Did you have a?
The races were like 2 minutes long each.
Okay, that's solid. That's a solid amount of downhill. That's cool.
Wow.
This is cool, and this is, I don't know, I like this picture too. It just reminds me of like, it almost gives me like back when I lived in Jersey in my little suburban neighborhood and rainy days and the streets with the cars and the sides.
Yeah.
I don't know, just vibes. This is great. I think this is great. Let's see what else you got here. Remember, if you're not looking at the Chrome, I know this is, look at the Chrome. Oh, is this hurdles?
Yep, hurdles, what I did is I took like really mini like post-it, you know, that kind of things, and used them as like kind of hurdles, and it actually worked decently well.
Oh, yeah, cool. I can see. So they go over them, so they're gonna push over them, and then I see.
It's like the 2019 and 2020 JMR hurdles, but it's like they're actually going over them instead of under them.
Yeah, no, I like that. At least for now, that's actually more creative than the going underneath. Then we have this picture. Oh, block push. Block push is pretty standard.
Yep. I just kept it pretty simple format.
Nice. And then lastly, we got whatever this is.
That's rock climbing.
Out here. but you're going to go downhill.
Oh, I see. That's a cool way of doing it. I like that.
Yeah. It was an event that... it's in my driveway. It's an event that I... it's inspiration from Makeshift Marble Olympics. They have rock climbing as an event, so I'm like, I'll take that. So I did it in season 7, and I'm moving it to season 8 as well.
I think the coolest way to do rock climbing for marbles would be to have some sort of, like, marble booster or something at the base of an uphill section that look like kind of like this or even more rocks, and you basically see the marbles given a big force, maybe a big downhill force or a big booster force, and you see how far up the rocks they get before they either stop or roll back down, and you mark that point. That'd be cool, too, because this really is like they're climbing the rocks and they're seeing if they can hit them right with the momentum they have. That could be really fun, but that's complicated. But this is, I like this.
Yeah, and then a marble could get launched off or get chipped badly by running into a rock really fast.
Oh, no, yeah, and the chips could
be
dead.
We did have a lot of DNFs, so get ready for
carnage. I can see this being DNF heavy. But yeah, dude, honestly, overall, great. They're overall great events. Maybe I will give this one a close watch when it comes out and kind of be excited about it. I don't know if I'm a big fan of Valiant Vanillas or whatever the name is, but I'll pick a team I like and go for it.
I did also send maybe the Blood Moons. All the teams competing.
Yes.
Maybe this is judgmental on the fans, but I feel like the fans of JMR like are really bad at coming up with team names, like compared to JMR. Maybe it's just because I know everyone's in creative in their own way, so I think that the names are fine, but it's I don't know. I just feel like sometimes we miss it. Violet Vortexes. I just ugh.
That one was kind of just like it was, before that they were called the Purple Swirls. So I'll leave you with that,
which is okay. Striped Strikers. We've talked about the team names I came up with RML before, but I went with Sky Strikers. I actually did come up with a Strikers name. Striped Strikers just has too much like P in it or whatever. Mocha Missiles. Actually, I don't mind Mocha Missiles.
I like that. That's just kind of fun.
I think for a marbles like that, I came up with Coco Loco, which just I feel like had more vibes. Like, I mean, I'd love to send some of my team names. I'd love if you, because me and the RML guy and a couple of his older guy friends, I guess, like really worked on them for like a few weeks because it's hard. Like when you come sit down and you want to come up with good team names, not just like decent team names, like these are decent. I mean like really catchy team names. It's hard. I think Surging Storms is good. Surging Storms is decent. I think I like Shadow Runners pretty good. I think sometimes Cherry Bombs. How do I feel about that one? That one's all right. I think probably the best one here would be like River Rapids. River Rapids is pretty catchy. It's pretty simple. It just makes sense. That's probably the best one down there. River Rapids and oh, Rocky Rollers. Wait, who came up? That's wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You found your team.
I remember who came up with that one.
Me.
Wait, and like organically.
Yeah, like 90% of the team names I came up with. In fact, like 99% of them.
That one's a W. I like that. I came up with the same name when I was doing RML planning. And then they actually changed it to Rocky Rounders, which I actually was not against. It's awkward at first, but I think it actually is pretty interesting. So I was okay with it. But yeah, I actually we thought the same. Rocky Rollers, that's pretty cool. River Rapids is good, and Cherry Bombs is a lot of fucking fun. So why is my first curse in like a year on the show about that?
That's not the first one in a year. I'll give that. It's been a while. Absolutely not.
It's a lot of fun.
My favorite team name that I've come up with is the Eclipses, which like I was like before, and I was like, okay, maybe a good team name would be Eclipses. And then the first time I go to buy Marvels, there are the exact marbles that would fit that team name. I'm like, perfect. Oh, we got the best team of all time right here, the Eclipses.
Very nice.
Very cool. I think Team Oasis is also like, I like it. I think it's simple enough to be good. So that would be my four. I'd be definitely a Rocky Rollers guy. I like the Eclipses. I like Oasis. I like Cherry Bombs, and I like River Rapids. The other ones, like Leaping Lizards, I feel like misses the JMR vibe. Not that it doesn't sound good, but it's like, well, remember when we talked about this? What did we say about this? Like I don't know. There's a certain like distance you can go, and then like some things are just over the line. I don't know.
I can list off.
It's been a long time.
I can list off all the competing, like even all like the B League teams. Like some of them are hit, some of them are very miss. Like,
yeah, very no, that's what it is.
So from A to Z, we have the Battle Bees, the Caramel Colliders, the Cherry Bombs, the Eclipses, the Fruity Flyers, the
like
Gilded
the
Glitters.
No, Green no, Dragons. Not the Gilded Glitters, no.
the Gilded Please, Glitters no. are the most, like, they're the coolest team of all time. They're their own myth. The Green Dragons, the H2 Orbs, the Icebreakers, the Infernos, Leaping Lizards, Lemonheads, Misty Melons, Mocha Missiles, Neutron Stars, Orange Angels, Peachy Patrollers, Phoenix Force, River Rapids, Rocky Rollers, Sapling Squad, Saw Sharks, Shadow Runners, Stripe Strikers, Surging Storms, Team Oasis, Team Prism, Team Rainbow, Team Terra, the Violet Vortexes, Winter Warriors, and the Yellow Jackets.
Yes, I think that half of those are good and half of those are cringe, but I think that's fair. I'm picky with those. I just sent you the team names that we had come up with from RML. So I don't know. Maybe your taste is different. So you might look at these and be like, these are terrible, Marble Guy. And that's totally fine if you say that. But I'm pretty happy with these. I think these are pretty straight up good. Like Oxygenix, I'd kill to see that in JMR. Oxygenix is probably one of the best team names I think I've ever come up with. That is
that
definitely as good as Amethyst Alliance.
I mean, like
Oxygenix,
the H2O.
You
orbs
use
oxygen.
Yeah, you could use that instead if you want. I don't care. Or like the Amethyst Alliance. Sorry, go ahead.
Pearls, Pink Ladies, Club Pink. That's a lot of pink teams.
Oh no, that's not. That's just. All ideas for the one pink team we couldn't figure out.
Okay.
Some of these are like trying too hard, and some of these just like they hit. Like, Rolling Rapids.
That one's mid to me. I like
Strawberry Sliders. Ferocious Flyers.
Oh my gosh.
Bandits. Creature. Like, some of these are just like. But like Oxygenic.
I gave my feedback on these a long time ago. Yeah.
Oxygenics and like Arctic Foxes are like pretty good. Shadow Clan.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Like for me, Shadow Clan is better than Shadow Runners, but like Strawberry Sliders is kind of mid. I think Arctic Foxes is good. I think Mangoes is good. I think pulling on a fruit like simply like that, like that's like JMR classic. Sky Strikers, Honey Jackets, Emeralds. That's perfect. Emeralds is unbelievable. I will agree. Some of them were kind of like, I have to try to copy JMR. So, but I like certain ones of these a lot. Coco Loco, Breezers. I mean, those are W names.
Coco Loco is pretty good. But like when it comes to team naming, I think in my opinion, like if you try too hard, then it just like doesn't work. Like with like let's see here, the Leaping Lizards are like,
yeah.
What other team? The Peachy Patrollers. Just like
no,
sometimes
I don't ever hear that again.
But like sometimes hit like the Phoenix Force, the Rocky Rollers.
I do. Yeah, those are good.
Yellow
like
Jackets, Eclipses. Like some of them do like really do hit.
Yes. Can you? Like I feel like because when I was coming up with the Bumblebee type team, I was thinking Yellow Jackets too, and then we just ended up going with Honey Jackets, which I feel like is more. Fun, more JMR-y. So
that one's
I
like
actually both of those
decent.
Though. If you have Yellow Jackets, you are welcome to use Honey Jackets if you want. I don't care. I think it's funny.
Well, to me, Honey Jackets doesn't sound like JMR. That just sounds like a really unique name to me.
I don't know. It just sounds like something they would do. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I love good team names.
Yeah, the one team that somebody else did come up with was the Battle Bees. Which, like, it's a fun name, but they're also the most annoying team in my competition. So,
to me, that feels like a Battle Beast feels like a like a gamer clan. You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, Dinobots!
Yeah, not like a marble team, you know? And like that's like the thing. Naming marbles because of the weird standard JMR accidentally set has become this weird kind of oblong shape that you don't know when you're in it or out of it until you just kind of say it enough times. And then everybody has different opinions. So like someone might come to me and be like, "You're an idiot. The Emeralds is the worst name on the planet." But Battle Bees, I would kill to see Battle Bees and JMR, and I'd be like, "That's valid, right?" But it's just one of those things. So, but I think I don't know. Overall, because we should talk a little bit about actual JMR. Overall, I think you did a great job with your events. I think you did a great job planning the whole thing, and you're doing a great job continuing it. And I'm actually excited to see how that moves on. So. Overall, cool stuff, dude. But let's turn our attention for these last few minutes to Marble League. We're not going to talk much about Showdown because that'll be more of a next week thing with Akanon or S-Man, whoever it's going to be. Because Showdown, who cares, right? I mean, the Limers. I want the Limers to qualify. I want to give it your best, Limers. I mean, what's going on? Let's wrap up Marble League together. So, Pesky, thoughts on the end of Marble League? Were you an I-Star? Like, talk about what you were in fantasy leagues and how you felt about the end.
First of all, like, as a self-proclaimed number one Thunderbolts fan, it's just every year is just pain, pain, and more pain.
Yeah, well.
So close. We have gone 72 straight events without winning a gold medal.
It's 72 straight events.
And then, like, this year.
Oh, my word.
We were, like, within half a tenth of a second from getting a gold in two events. It was just so painful.
Yeah.
And to lose to the speeders in the final of the collision event, I was just... They can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah. let's talk about the speeders. I think that... first of all, were you in any fantasy? Did you do any fantasy?
I did, but then I immediately just, like, forgot about it and didn't care, I think. As my 3X, I did put Crazy Cat's Eyes, so I guess that worked out in the end. But I also, I think, put Team Plasma as my 2X, so that went swimmingly.
What was your name in the fantasy? I have it pulled up right now.
I have no clue. It's Pesky Bird or some other random thing that I don't know.
So while I was looking it up, I don't know. The end of Marble League was so interesting. One of the most enjoyable Marbula 1 style races I think I've ever seen was the end of this Marble League. Because to watch the build, because three of the potential winners were all at the top and the speeders were battling for the win in the back because they were so far ahead that them even getting to like 9th or 10th kind of killed the whole thing. So frustrating. They were the top three at the end of the entire race was like they were all within 1 point of each other. The Savage Speeders passed one more marble. It's a different end time. So it's like, oh my God, so close. I think it's fine that the Crazy Cat's Eyes won. I'm a Crazy Cat's Eyes fan, so obviously I was happy to see that. I have their merch that I literally have. That's the one merch that's signed. I'm a big Meow Meow guy. So Crazy Cat's Eyes, that's a good win. But I just kind of thought the speeders were going to take it. I didn't think the speeders were going to be able to tank this last race so hard. It seems like they can be so confusing in their Marbula 1 performances. But it was just quite an interesting race. Oh my God, watching the Pinkies, and the Pinkies were my times three choice. Watching the Pinkies was just so thrilling. Just so freaking thrilling. And I was screaming at them to get themselves over into like second and first place. But I don't know, such an interesting watch. And the Bumblebees for most of the time were actually like flirting with the win. And
that's
that would
true,
be so
yeah.
cool. Because if they won, that was it. The hosts would have been the first time a host won on Marble League, which is we've never seen that. And they got so freaking close. After this season, I think I'll say that I can really respect the Bumblebees as a good team now. It took me a while. The Mini Maniacs have never reached that. Right, I don't like them. They're a sucky Hubalino team. But this is a Hubalino team. This is the only Hubalino team so far that I will officially accept as a valid team. I'll not look at them anymore and be like, oh, it's a Hubalino.
I will not
Hubalino.
Stand this Minty Maniac slander coming out of your mouth.
I do not like that team. That team sucks.
How dare you insult my sweet Minty Maniacs like that? Just watch them. Next season, they'll come back and be a top three contender again.
They were a giant fluke.
Oh my word! Well, my opinion. So I was not in the best headspace as I watched it, so I didn't enjoy as much as I probably could have. But I can't admit that the racing itself is really solid and really close racing, and a lot of the camera angles that they utilized here are really fun and engaging. This is a very fun race. Rating wise, I guess the track is super solid. So, like as a finale, maybe an. Maybe a 9 out of 10. I would say I'm tired of seeing Marbula 1 in Marble League so often. Like, we get a whole season of Marbula 1. Let's take a break, please.
I'd say 9 out of 10, too. I don't think it... I'm going to knock it over to you in a minute, Pesky. But I don't think Marbula 1 in Marble League is bad. I like it as a singular event because... I think it makes sense. I mean, this is when you think marble sports, I mean, this is the epitome of marble sports. Marbles roll, they race. So, I mean, like, yeah, of course, there's a whole series for Marbula 1, but I mean, yeah, I mean, in 16 events, one Marbula 1 track, I think it's perfect and makes sense. My only thing I don't like is that I think Sand Rally is a better finish. I think Sand Rally, especially with the way they're doing Sand Rally now with the two heats and then the final race, I think Sand Rally is a more traditional, based on the past times, and more exciting finish. So I would prefer that probably, but I can see that Marbula 1 is still a pretty good finish. Or of course that elimination race finish that happened. But this is good. And this was a super exciting race. You had three potential winners at the top. You even got the Rojo Rollers towards the top in the end. Like, oh, it was all so close and super, super, super fun.
Yeah, Lisa gives their rating of 10 out of 10, like, because that last lap was, like the last lap actually determined the champion, and yeah, Lisa, I can't agree, that is that's a really intense moment. I do love that, too.
Yeah, Lisa's 100% correct. Pesky?
So, yeah, going in, like, the event itself, like, it was actually, like, really good to watch. Like, I did not expect the finish, like, I mean, Red Eye put the Team Monday back in the last few events, like, starting, like, I had some doubts of the Critty Cat size in the event, and, like, the Bumblebees, I'm like, the Bumblebees are the only team, like, besides, like, the Thunderbolts that, like, literally cannot be bad at their home track, unlike the O-Rangers. So, like, this was actually more of, like, a competitive advantage for the Bumblebees, because, like, Bumble started in 10th and made it up to first in, like, two laps.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
But, like, I mean, that... I watched it with my mom, like, on the TV in our living room, and, like, she's a crazy Cat's Eyes fan, so she was, like, actually, like, really nice. Getting into it, and I was just, like, on the final lap, I was just left, like, speechless, because it was just, like, wow, we haven't seen, like, a final of a Marble League event come down to, like, literally the end like that in, what, since, like, 2018? Like,
for real.
Any other way that goes, and it's the Bumblebees winning, which, like, I don't like the Bumblebees because, like, I'm a Minty Maniacs fan, and I'll never forget 2018.
Ew.
Darn you, Bumblebees. Darn you. So, yeah, I was rooting for literally anybody. I was rooting against everybody except the Rojo Rollers in the end here. But, like, it was a great final. But, like, also with, like, Sand Rally, I think, like, this year, like, the Sand Rally was probably one of the worst events of the season just because of how it was done. But, like, if it goes back to, like, 2021 when it was two heats of eight and, like, and then a final, like, that's a lot better to do it. Like, I have
Oh, yeah,
that...
that's what I was referring to. I forgot they did it weird this year.
Yeah. This year they kind of butchered Sand Rally, but, like, if you had, like... finals, they're trying to have it so it's like a six, like all 16 teams are going at the same time, so it's like actually like coming down to like the end instead of like a team goes out early and like, well, it's sucks for you. But like 2021 Sand Rally was like one of the best events of all time. Like, if not the best event of all time, but like finales like Marbula One or Elimination Race, like they work pretty well because like it's a long stretched out event, so it keeps you engaged longer.
Yeah.
And like with Marbula One, the reason why the JMR has it as three finales now because it goes on for a while and nobody's eliminated until the very end. Because like with an elimination race, you can have a contender out early, and it's like, oh well, sorry. And then the rest of the event doesn't even matter. And like Sand Rally, it's if you have a 16 teams going at once, like in 2019, it's already done in 2 minutes. And if the Raspberry Race just, oh, they jumped the chicane and now they're in first. Sucks for everybody else. And then, like, with, like, Heat Bay, it's, like, it can be good, but, like, it's all determining on, like, if a contender makes it to the final. So there's no, like, mm-hmm. recipe for the best final event. It all is just circumstantial. And it just depends on, like, who's in contention and who makes it. So it all depends on, like, the situation. So, in my opinion, like most of the time, an M1-style race does work as a finale. But, like, it definitely helps to, like spice it up and, like, change it up every year. Like, with Gliding Glaciers next year, I'm hoping that they like, do a different finale and don't just do, like, short track speed skating where it's just an oval and they do, like, 50 laps around an oval. But, I mean, I'd like to see like an M1 event where it's like event 10 and not event 16, just to have it as like a different kind of style of an event, like how Marble Champions did it in Fubeca.
Yeah. Well, something that we need to bring up is Nordique has been like keeping track of like the points and how the air and steeplechase would affect things. So the final podium of like overall was Crazy Cat's Eyes in first, Mumblebees in second, and Savage Beaters in third. But based on like how steeplechase ended up like affecting the points, Crazy Cat's Eyes would go down one position, Bumblebees right. would go up one, Speeders would go down one, Pinkies would go up one, and I sent this image to you, Brandon, if you want to bring it up. Raspberry Racers would go down two positions, Snowballs would go down one, Rangers would go up three, Melio would go down one, Mumma would go up one, Shining Storm would go down one, and then Glaciers would go up one. So, assuming that like everything that we've analyzed about steeplechase is correct in the community, that changed both the champion, which would have been the hosts, and then also kept the Pinkies from being on the podium.
That's crazy.
Which, yeah, it is a darn shame like that happened this way. And I think this is the best evidence for why you should not have everything pre-recorded. Like, yes, it reduced, like, it stopped, like, delays from happening in, like, 99% of cases, but personally, I was okay with having delays over having a scoring error that completely changed the finale's standings.
In my opinion, yes. It's just, it's kind of, like, odd, like, what could have been, but it's, like, it happened, and it's just, like, it's a scoring error, and you just have to live with it. And, like, we got one more point. Like, for me, it doesn't really matter. It's just, like, yeah, what if Savage Speeders? But, like, it's, like, it'll happen. I mean, we see in NFL where a team can, like, literally something is obviously called wrong. You don't get any consolation for that, and it end up costing your season. 2012 Fail Mary.
I don't know what I think about this. I mean, I think like you'd have to really show that the steeplechase was a scoring error. I guess it's believed. I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah, you just kind of got to move on from it, I guess. Speaking of moving on, we can go over the fantasy standings. I couldn't find you, Pesky, unfortunately. I guess you weren't in Nordique's fantasy league.
I think I was, but I don't remember at this point.
At least you didn't use Pesky in your name, that much I can say. Oh, yeah, no. If you did, like you spelled it in a weird way that wasn't just with letters.
I don't know.
looking at the standings, so out of 118 participants, oh, sorry, 117 participants, I tied for 67th place. But through tiebreakers, I got 69th. Nice. My times three was Team Momo. My times two was Savage Speeders. And then my times ones were Gliding Glaciers, Mellow Yellow, and Raspberry Racers. Really didn't do well with the Glaciers and Yellows.
How
there.
Did you get that high?
Momo did well near the end, or
they
mid, got 12. Middle, and then Savage Speeders. And then Savage Speeders just kind of took things over for a good long while there. I got lucky. Brendan, you placed a little bit higher. You tied for 57th, but on tiebreakers, you got 58th. And your team was Gliding Glaciers for times three. Ha!
Yikes,
times two for Savage Speeders. Bumblebees for one, O-Rangers for one, and Team Galactic for one. Like, man, you got so lucky after wasting your times three like that.
I was thinking of actually doing Cat's Eyes, and then I forgot they hadn't won yet. I was like, if I had done Cat's Eyes, it would have been a different cat. That was actually my worst fantasy performance. I won the Super Yak. Oh, no, I got second in the Super Yak individual. A Starp, I'm definitely podiuming, which is the biggest one, the hardest one. I'm definitely podiuming A Starp. Well, I don't think in the A Starp showdown I'm going to do very well, but that doesn't matter.
Speaking of Super Yaks, the individual league, 26 participants. I ended in fifth place. Rapidly was my tripler. Mo and Momo were my doublers. Speedy, and then for regulars was Speedy, Frost, Mandarin, Starry, Green Eye, and. Who was the last one? Mimo. Brendan, you got second place, just about 21 points behind Super Yak, who won his
own. Cat's Eyes. I had so many freaking Cat's Eyes on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Rapidly for your times three, Frost and Red Eye for your doubler, and then Alpine, Hive, Orange and Starry, Green Eye, and Cyan Eye. Like, you had a lot of similar ones in places. Like, the top three all had Rapidly for their times three, and then. You had Green Eye just like Yak did. It's crazy how it worked out that way, you know?
Yeah, no, it's, my individual ended up pretty well. But why is it not showing the iStar showdown is not yet showing the event three yet. That sucks. But yeah, I might be out. I might be on my way out, which kind of sucked. But I gave that my best. But yeah, fantasy was fun this year. I proved myself as a Marvel Sports connoisseur because on December 30th, I will be on the podium for iStarp, almost definitely, and that's the hardest one. And I will have finished with, most likely, zero X's, and top three in points. That's proving. That's proving grounds right there, Waff. I know my Marvel Sports.
Yes, you know your marbles. You definitely deserve to be called a Marvel Sports connoisseur.
Well, so do you, my friend. I mean,
thank
you. You didn't put... Gliding Glaciers in your times three, so I mean, like,
why'd
I do that? I'm gonna do it again next year.
Oh my word! But yeah, I think we wanted to end a little bit earlier,
yeah,
and I think that this is a good point. We're over an hour now, so,
yeah, so
thank you so much, Pesky, for coming on. It was great talking actually just about Marvel invites for most of the episode. It was a nice change of pace.
I agree.
Very lighthearted. Loved it.
Well, I'm glad I could join for one of the last times in this podcast.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Pesky. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you. Waff's going to take us out, guys. Next time, we're going to talk about Showdown with probably Akinon and maybe S-Man. We're figuring that out. Probably a little more Marble League. And then we'll move ourselves towards the end of this year. Been great. It's been great with you guys. So
We probably won't do it next week either. It'll probably be because, like, Christmas.
Right,
I mean, unless we do it on... Unless we do it Saturday, maybe we'll do it like a week, like a week hiatus, and then come back.
We'll figure out a time, and then
it'll
be. So we're getting out of here. Waff, take us out, and we'll see you guys next time.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. And roll on, Marvel Sports fans.